Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me again today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. If you are a new listener, thanks so much for connecting with us. We hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the fun and insightful content that we have for you here. And if you are a regular listener, thanks again for returning. We're glad to have you back as well. So, today we are going to talk about a different topic, one that is different from the other topics that we've had on our podcast before. We always talk about sharing, making good choices, doing the right thing, using good manners, all things that are good. And those things are important. They're very important. And if you haven't heard those episodes, be sure that you go back to episode 2, which was listening and learning, episode 3, using good manners, and also being polite, so that you can understand and learn about those topics. So today we're going to talk about a different topic, and that is, what can you do to calm yourself when you are mad? Have you ever been mad before or upset about something in your life? Well, I have. And what I've learned over my many years of life is that sometimes it can be hard to respond appropriately if you are mad or if you are upset. But I'm going to work with you here today on how to do just that. So I'm going to give you a few tips to understand how to respond if you get upset. So we're going to do about 6 tips. And the first one is deep breathing. If you get mad or frustrated that someone's not sharing something with you, or if someone said something mean to you, one of the things that you can do to calm yourself down is deep breathing. And deep breathing is pretty easy. You take a deep breath in, and then you release that deep breath just as if you were blowing out candles on a birthday cake. So let's practice a few rounds. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. That will help you. Deep breathing will definitely help you calm down. If you can do that 5 times, or even better, 10 times, I'm sure that you will feel a lot better if someone made you feel upset. And you don't have to say anything to them. Just take the time to yourself to deep breathe. Number 2, take time to yourself to calm and sit in a quiet area. A quiet area could be anywhere. It could be your room. It could be a part of your playroom. I even like to make a space in the house called the quiet zone. And the quiet zone is a place that you go to do just that. Be quiet. It's definitely not a timeout. I don't want you to get that mixed up. It is a quiet and relaxing place for you to calm down. Now, the trick with the quiet zone is that you have to be quiet. You can't go to the quiet zone and throw a party, a big, huge dance party with lots of excitement and a disco ball and entertainment. Oh, no way, no how, little sir or little ma'am. The quiet zone is just for what it is, and it's for you to be quiet and for you to get calm and for you to relax. Okay? So even when you're in this quiet zone, you can also use the techniques and the skills from step one, or the tip from step one, which is deep breathing. So you can go into your quiet zone to deep breathe. And if you want to have mom and dad to make you or help you make a quiet zone, you can do that. You can get some pillows, some of your favorite stuffed animals, some books even, and you can even read while you relax in your quiet zone. Number three, listen to music. Listen to your favorite music. And I always like to say, listen to soft, quiet, and relaxing music. But if you like hip hop or, you know, pop music or whatever your favorite music or musical artist might be, you can listen to that person as well. But I have found benefits in listening to quiet, relaxing, classical music to help you calm down if you get upset. Number four. If someone has made you mad, it is important to use the calming steps to calm yourself down first, and then go talk to the person who made you mad or who made you upset. If it's your brother or sister, you can give them a minute to calm down. You know, give them maybe even 5, maybe even 10 minutes before you approach them and say, you know, you really made me mad. You made me upset, and I want to tell you why. There are several different things that you can do. But if they are upset and you are upset, then that equals 2 upset people, and that's no fun. So at least wait for one of you to calm down. And better yet, even the both of you to calm down. And then you can talk to each other and you can work it out. And all will be well after that point. And sometimes it's okay if you agree to disagree. It's a term that adults like to use, and it means that they're going to be respectful to one another even though they don't believe or they don't agree or like the same things. So it's okay for your friends, you and your friends, to agree to disagree. Okay? So just keep that in mind as well. The other thing that you can do, and this is similar to the quiet zone or things you can do in the quiet zone. Number 5 is play quietly with your favorite stuffed animals. Now, I like to go outside on my balcony or on my patio and relax. I like to sit quietly in my living room or in my office and read a nice book. For you, if you have a favorite stuffed soft animal that you could play with, that would be awesome to help you calm down. They also have little stress balls that you can even use if you could find one around your house that you could squeeze to release some of the frustration that you might have. And that is okay too. Number 6, and this is our last one. Know that it's okay to ask an adult to help you to calm down. That's what adults are there for. That is what we are here for. If you feel like you are on red, which is very angry or very mad, and you want to get back down to a green, which is calm, then ask an adult to help you out. Whether it's mom, dad, older sister, older brother, teacher, aunt, uncle, ask that trusted adult to help you out. Say, I need help. I'm upset. I cannot do this by myself. I cannot calm myself down. and that adult will definitely help you out. But you have to ask nicely, right? You can't go to the adult and be like, help me calm down. Or I'm mad. I'm upset. Help me calm down. Because then they won't know or understand what you're trying to say. And I have to say to you kiddos, it is okay to be upset. But what is most important is how you respond. It is important and imperative to respond correctly. So yelling, screaming, and throwing things is not the correct way to respond when you are upset. Do you agree or disagree? I hope you said agree. So, as we always do, I want you to practice this with mom and dad. Mom and dad or trusted adult, teacher, aunt, uncle, if you're here with your little loved one, take a moment to practice these skills with them. They are valuable skills in order to leading children into positive growth and development. They are valuable skills that are helpful for children when it comes to teaching those basic self-help skills. And it is another way to promote independence for kids. You know, once we teach them on the front end and give them all the tools that they need on the front end, then they learn how to initiate these different self-help skills. They learn how to go directly to their quiet zone because they know how to access it without adult support. And, you know, that's an ultimate goal for each one of our kids. Additionally, you know, we definitely want them to be able to, you know, advocate for themselves if they are getting upset or if they are getting frustrated. So be sure to use those tips 1 through 6 to work on with your children and practice with them. Practice it when you're at dinner. Practice those skills when you're in the car. Practice it when they are not in the heat of the moment of being frustrated or upset, because you'll get a better response from them and they'll be more receptive to what you're saying and what you're teaching when they are in their calm state of mind. So, if you have any questions on this, here are a few different ways you can reach me. Definitely at the website, listenandlearnllc.com. You can reach me by phone, business phone, 678-919-2117. You can always email me. I'm always available via email at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook. We always love to see you there, and that's where you get the latest photos, videos, and fun times that we have when we're on our virtual social skills calls through Zoom or our in-office social skills sessions or individual sessions. So you can reach us on Facebook at Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. You can also leave a voicemail here on anchor.fm, and that is going to be on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. We're available on all listening outlets, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast, you name it, iHeartRadio, we're there. So listen to us wherever you like, and I hope you have a great one. Please feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Stay connected to your little ones. And little ones, use your listening ears to listen to your mom and dad or that trusted adult or teacher that's in your life. And as I always say, let's boost our social skills. Wishing everyone a great one, and I'll see you all again next week. Bye.